All right, New Year's Day, it's all about resolutions, right? Well, it's one thing to say that you are going to resolve to lose weight, and that's important. But what about the idea of wanting to be fit, wanting to not only lose the pounds when it comes to fat, but also put on some muscle, feel better about yourself, increase your energy levels, increase your cardiovascular health, look better in your clothes? And what about this summer when you're wearing fewer clothes? You want to look even better outside your clothes too, right? Well, with me in studio to talk about how you can go about doing that, Jesse McCabe. He's a personal trainer and has JM Fitness. You can find out more about him at jm-fitness.com. Jesse, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
All right. New Year's resolutions to lose weight, to get fit. We're going to focus on the get fit side of things. What is the biggest mistake you would say people make when it comes to making these New Year's resolutions about doing this?
Well, two things I wanted to talk about on that subject. And before I get into that, I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year out there. Is that it's sometimes the biggest mistake you make is not having a real reason as to why. If you were out late last night and that's when you decide to make your resolution, there might be some influences to that, maybe not a real thought process, but a lot of times in our clients' success that we have is they have a real reason why. And when you have that real reason why, it's going to be a lot easier when you're invited to that party to make that right decision not to eat that snack or eat that bad item or go over your calories that you're trying to maintain or something like that.
Okay.
So when you have a real reason why you want to do something, it makes it a much more easy process to stick to the process
itself. You know what? That's a fantastic point to bring up. Because at one time I was 315 pounds.
Okay.
Okay. And my reason why is I went to the doctor back in 2006 in the fall, and the doctor wanted to put me on blood pressure medication, heartburn, acid reflux, cholesterol. He was concerned about sugar. And I didn't want to go on any of these things. I have an aversion to medication in the first place. Then I started getting scared. Oh, my goodness, I'm not going to make it to my daughter's graduation, let alone a wedding and grandkids. So that was another one of my whys. I didn't want to go on medicine. I knew if I did go on medicine that it would just enable me to continue making all the bad food choices that I've made up to that point anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I had a lot of reasons why to then finally get it together, and then make the right choice. And you know, sometimes people talk about how you have to people have to hit their bottom. Maybe that's not the right phrase. Maybe it's instead the right way of saying it. People need to find their why.
Absolutely, because I think when you hit your bottom, that's because I feel you were just trying to push along with those bad habits you might have been putting aside in your mind that you don't really need that and you really didn't reflect. But when you sit there and think, why am I this way or why am I doing what I'm doing repetitively to myself that I don't enjoy or don't like, that doesn't bring me happiness, it isn't bringing me any closer to my goals, a lot of times, sometimes it's a life-changing event, but a lot of times if you would have just took that moment before or months before or even a year before you got to that bottom and reflected on it and said, you know, look around me. My family, everybody has a bad blood pressure. Everybody has a heart, you know, condition or something like that. Or my mom and dad are on medication. I don't want that to be me. You can kind of see that. You can link into that why. So then when you're out with a friend, or you might not go out with a friend now because of that, you might start surrounding yourself around new people that are creating those goals like you or like-minded individuals. When you have those select people around you that are going to not pull you down but build you up and push you towards what you're going towards, you have a lot more success in that route. So having a real reason why is usually promoted to something that's effective in your life that's going to change your life, not I want to lose 10 pounds by the time I go to the beach this summer. A lot of times that's what they say, but that's not a great
All right, Jesse McCabe is with us. He's a personal trainer. His website, you can find out more about him at jm-fitness.com. Jesse, you said you wanted to bring up 2 points. That was one. What was the other?
The other one was making sure that you are getting outside of your comfort zone with your goal. So if you're making a New Year's resolution that seems very achievable, a lot of times you're not going to take that New Year's resolution as serious, or you're not going to push as hard towards that. You kind of want to make a New Year's resolution that kind of scares you, kind of makes you want to work hard. Because you know what? If you fall short of the New Year's resolution that you make by just a little bit or some, you're still going to get much further than if you made that New Year's resolution that you guaranteed could have had. So if you want to lose 10 pounds, make it 20. Mm-hmm. Make it a little bit harder. Make yourself push, because, like, again, when you have that why and you're going out to those places and you're going to do those things and setting up your plan for success, you want to make sure that there's that little bit of fear that pushes you to do the right thing, not just, nah, today I can take off, or I had a long day at work, I'm not going to go to work out afterwards, or, supermarket price on chicken's a little high, I'm going to wait next week till it's on sale, things like that. Push yourself. No, go. Make sure, if I don't do what I need to do today, I'm going to fail. So you need to make sure that you push yourself. I'd say make 2015 that year that you get outside your comfort zone, because you know what? You're where you're at right now because you're comfortable. You're in your comfort zone.
I think it's a pretty interesting thing as well. So set a big goal. What about the idea of giving yourself a realistic amount of time to get to that goal?
Absolutely.
I'm guessing a lot of people fall off the wagon because they try too much, too hard, too fast.
That is true, too. Or I also feel that on the other reason they fall off the wagon is because, it, like we talked about the why, it's not serious enough. Mm-hmm. But also it's kind of small, or it's kind of like not challenging, so I'll get to it. I'll get to
okay.
it. It's easy to get to. So
if I cheat a little bit here, I'll still get to it down the road anyway.
Absolutely. If I have a bad week, I can make it up next week. No, every day in the goal or New Year's resolution that you're making should count. It should make you feel like, if I don't get this work done that I need to get done today, there's no way I'm going to reach my goal. You want to feel like you're always fighting to get to that goal, because then it's going to be ever present in your mind.
So does a guy go from, or a gal go from, not doing anything to the, okay, I'm going to have this goal, I'm going to lose 30 pounds, but what's most important is I want to have a much better looking body, you know, better cardiovascular health, so I can look good in my clothes, and coming up this summer, look good out of my clothes. So I'm going to go jump on the treadmill for an hour a day and work out at the gym for 2 hours a day in order to make that happen.
I would say no.
No.
The execution just means that you have to be doing something possibly every day or moving forward towards that goal every day in a certain way, but it doesn't mean you need to go ballistic and hurt yourself. Or because then on the other end, if you look at a plan overall, if you go too hard too soon and hurt yourself, you can't activate or execute your plan because you're hurt, right? So that's another part of the mindset, is looking at the overall of it and how do I move towards this goal that's a big goal. So you know what? I need to make sure that I'm going to set aside 30 minutes every day to exercise in an intense manner for myself. What intense is to me, not what intense is to what I see on TV or what I see in a magazine that, you know, is being read while I'm in the grocery store. This is a workout, super hard, look at this super fit person. If you're not like that person, it more than likely is not going to be the right workout for you. You got to make sure that you are working within your level, but also just executing daily on a daily basis towards that goal, not hurting yourself. Because if you're hurt, then you can't reach the goal either.
Yeah, so. Good point. I bought a DVD series to work out with a couple of years ago and eventually got pretty good with it. But I remember when I first put the discs in, I put the disc in and I thought I did a good thing here. I put it in, I made some popcorn, kicked back in the recliner and wanted to see, okay, can I do this? And so I watched and I thought, well, I can do this. And then I went and tried doing, these people are fit. It was not easy to do at all. But over a period of time, then I was able to keep pace with them. So another big thing I want to talk about as the morning progresses with you, as the hour progresses, is maintaining motivation to not get discouraged. And what are the key points in order to maintain that? Okay. Jesse McCabe is with us. He's a personal trainer. You can find out more about him at his website, gym-fitness.com. KDK News Time. I'm sorry, JM-fitness.com. And you know, with me in studio this morning, Jesse McCabe. He's a personal trainer. You can find out more about him at JM-fitness.com. And when it comes to being a personal trainer, what is it that you bring that's most valuable to somebody who's trying to get fit?
I would say time. Because we're able to cut the time down that it's going to take them to reach their goals. Because if we're working with them on a daily basis, making sure that they're working as effectively as possible to reach that goal, they're going to get to that goal much quicker. And time is what everybody wants these days. So if we can cut that time in half or time by a quarter, you got all that extra time that you've reached your goal already. So you're not going through that year, that second, third year, just keep going to the gym, not reaching your goals and kind of having your wheels spinning and frustration kicks in. Then you have that lack of motivation and then you're not really working as hard as you can towards your goals because it seems like the goal's getting further away from you than closer to you.
Give me one tip. I have another minute before we have to check in with traffic and weather. Give me one tip people should walk away with.
Four.
for getting fit, getting that getting in the shape that they want to be able to get into?
The monster reason why. I'm going to go back to that every day, all the time. Have a reason why. If you don't have a reason why you're pushing towards something, you have no purpose for that goal. So that goal is not really going to be worth your effort, worth your time on a daily basis. But if there's a monster reason why you're scared of being on medication daily, scared of having to get a surgery, even death, because if your health is that bad, you might be fearful of that. Fear is going to kick your butt and push you. So have a reason why. If you don't, I really think you're not going to reach your goal. If you don't have a reason important enough, that's your big why. Why
are
you doing
it? Very good. Jesse McCabe, once again, personal trainer. His website, jm-fitness.com. New Year's resolutions to lose weight and to get in shape. And with us right now, Jesse McCabe, a personal trainer. His website, jm-fitness.com. How important is sleep, and how much sleep should people be getting?
I really think sleep is a very important part of the process to make sure that your body's recovering properly. And research has been shown to show that window of 6 to 8 hours. Obviously, with your age and things like that, depending on how young you are, how old you are, there's a little bit of a variation in the proper amount of window, 7 to 9 or 5 to 7. But really, that 6 to 8 window is going to be your probably sweet spot for getting.
Okay. I've heard arguments made on both sides where, you know, working out an hour, 2 hours at a time is what's really important. And then I've seen ads for workout equipment that says, oh, no, all you need is really 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Where's the sweet spot?
I'm a big proponent of that 30-minute to 45 if you're adding your stretching and doing some foam rolling and taking care of your body. You can do that stuff a little bit after, and it may take a little bit longer time. But the amount of time that you're actually working out, I'd say 30 minutes at an intense level. You want to make sure that the intensity is there. You can work out for an hour, but was five of that chasing a girl around the gym, drinking water, hanging with your buddies, going machine to machine just to test to make sure everything's working properly, and you're just sitting there and you're drinking your morning coffee and you're including that in your workout time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of guys there at the gym that can probably be at a gym for 2 hours, of course, but are you buckled down, sweating 30 minutes, dumbbell, cable, or something that's in your hand for all 30 minutes, you're going to get a completely different feeling in your body. Trust me, if you work out for 30 minutes straight, you're gonna feel the difference than if you were just in the gym for an hour, not necessarily working out.
More with Jesse McCabe and the KDK Morning News coming up. You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA. I'm Mangino sitting in for Larry and John. They're back here on Monday. New Year's resolutions, all kinds of resolutions. What about a New Year's resolution to get fit, feel better about yourself, look better? And with me in studio to talk about that is Jesse McCabe. He's a personal trainer. His website, jm-fitness.com. Jesse, is it too early to be thinking about how people are going to look in their clothes coming up this summer, look in the bathing suit, just look in shorts and a t-shirt and less clothes? Is it too early, January 1st, to be thinking about that for June?
I don't think so. And if that relates to your why, it's definitely not too early. If that's not a big deal to you and you're not a vacationer, you don't go to the beach and you don't really care how you look in a bikini, you're more focused on something else, don't worry about it. But if that's a huge thing, it's a big thing for you, start thinking about it now, because that's going to give you the motivation right now.
All right. We were talking in the last segment about how much time people should dedicate to working out. And you were saying around 30 minutes. And I want to make sure we drive this point home. These 30 minutes that you're referring to are intense 30 minutes. It's not like work out for 30 seconds, break for a minute, then work out for 30 more seconds, break for a minute. You're talking about high intensity. Explain to me a typical routine in that 30 minutes.
And this is for people with goals with fat burning. So if you're going to muscle building, the workout you talked about could be a little bit more of your goal. But if you're really looking to get in better shape, tone down, you know, lose some weight, burn the fat, that 30 minutes, you want to be doing something every second of that. So say you're doing 10 reps on a bench press, then you do 10 burpees and you go back and forth for that for a couple times. Then you go to a next exercise and you're doing jumping jacks matched up with sit-ups. You're just going back and forth, constantly working the entire 30 minutes. You're going to be winded, you're going to be sweating, your heart rate's going to be up, and you're going to feel the difference in that 30 minutes than you would in an hour taking those longer breaks.
All right. When it comes to lifting weights, are you a proponent of high reps, lower weight, or low reps, higher weight?
Pushing for those reps. You may get stronger over time, but yeah, at the beginning, it's going to be more than likely the lower reps with heavier weight. And the reason for that is the more you're pushing your body to adapt or change, it will. You have to put the pressure on it for it to change. How does a diamond become a diamond? Pressure, right?
Right, right.
That coal gets smashed into pressure, it becomes a diamond. It doesn't become a diamond from someone lightly pushing it a couple times a day, right?
There you go.
It's a maximum amount of pressure. So if you want to be that diamond that everybody wants, that beautiful diamond,
yes,
you got to have pressure. So you got to work hard at an intense rate and use that heavy weight that's going to make your body push and adapt to change to that weight and become that diamond.
What about people who say, wait a second, I'm looking at these fitness magazines and these muscle fitness and all that kind of stuff, and these guys are just huge.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are saying, listen, I want to put some muscle on. I don't want to look that big.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies are terrified of looking that big. How difficult is it to really put on muscle for men and for women?
There's a lot of extracurricular supplements, and I'll leave it at that, and the magazine people more than likely. And there's a lot of people that are totally natural that can do that. Genetics will play a role in that, but also it is super difficult for guys. I push myself to try to get bigger and work harder, and it's a lot of work, and I have a lot of testosterone in my body already. The women that don't have a lot of testosterone in their body, push hard, work hard. Trust me, you're going to get tighter legs, tighter booty, tighter arms that you're going to want, that you want. You got to push. The things that you're doing now, high reps and all that stuff, isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Just give this a shot. Just humor me. Give it a shot. Trust me.
Okay.
Try it. Maybe 8 to 10 weeks. Try it. Push through. Allow the body to adapt to those workouts, and it'll make a world of difference. Trust me, you got to work with heavier weight to make your body change and adapt.
I once heard the argument made that people who are working out with these little 2, 3, 4, 5 pound weights, set them aside, forget about them. What you need is to have the weight be at least as heavy as that gallon of milk you're pulling out of the fridge.
Oh, for sure. For
sure. You got to break 8, 10 pounds, even for the ladies out there who don't want to get big. Go out and work as hard as you can with the muscles that you have.
Exactly. And every exercise is going to be different. What's heavy to a bicep curl is going to be different than what's heavy to a squat.
Right.
So don't fool yourself and think, oh, I'm using this 25-pound weight to squat, and that might be the weight that's proper for curling, right? So your larger muscle groups, or the more muscle groups that you're activating in one movement, you're going to be able to go a little bit heavier. So you still got to be smart about the weights that you're picking that's heavy to challenge yourself, but make sure it is a challenging heavy weight.
Personal trainer Jesse McCabe with us. All right, so we have our why in order.
Mm-hmm.
We're motivated. We have our goals established. We want to be healthier for the kids and for the grandkids, and we want to look good in the clothes coming up this summer, or the lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
And but I want to avoid making mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
What should I avoid doing? Or what kind of pitfalls should I be aware of?
JM-fitness.com. No. Contact me. No, work with someone who knows what they're doing. Even if it's just setting up to get your goal assessment with a trainer, and you're not in financial position to work with a trainer on a regular basis. If you are in financial position, go out there. I'm a proponent of finding a trainer that works for you. And I'm not going to be able to train everybody in the Pittsburgh area, so there's tons of trainers out here, right? So go to someone in your local community that you know has a reputation of getting people results, and see what they can offer you to cut your time in half and get the expertise that they have. Everybody shooting and finding the biggest CEOs and everybody that's super successful, what do? They go to other people that are experts to transport them to that next part of their goal that they're reaching for, right? Boom, you get there quicker. Beam me up, Scotty. You're going to get there much faster when you're working with someone who knows what they're doing than spinning your wheels like the hamster in the wheel just running in place.
You know what? That is a fantastic point that you bring up, that everybody has somebody else that they've counted on, that they've relied upon, that's done well for them to get them where they want to go. Nobody really does it all on their own.
No. There is a three-tier thing that I just read the other day from a great trainer that I'm friends with in California. He said there's three different types of people when it comes to dependency. There's dependent, independence, and interdependent. Interdependent is people who rely on other people to help them. It's a we, it's a us, we're working together to get to a goal. If you're independent, you want to try to do everything yourself. If you're dependent, you're totally dependent on that workout partner. If they don't go, you're not going. That's not a good scenario. If you're only totally dependent on yourself, independent, you may go and work out, but if you have that trainer or you have that workout partner that pushes you even further, now you're talking about a team atmosphere, and team is always much more successful than an I.
Okay, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air about workout times. I mean, your team starts as early as a little after 5.
Yes, yeah, 5:20 a.m., but that's for people. There's early risers, and then also there's people who work out at nighttime. You got to find the best time to work out is the time that you're going to work out. You know, really and honestly, if you try to force yourself to work out in the mornings, that's only going to last a week and you quit. Evenings is better. Do evenings. Whatever time you're going to get that 30 minutes in on a routinely basis, do it. Because the best time to work out is the time that you're actually able to and going to work out.
Okay. I like the idea of having a personal trainer. I can hear people right now. But I don't want to have to go work out in front of other people.
Mm-hmm.
It, Can we find personal trainers that will work with us one-on-one?
You can, but you, if you're working in a group, what we do is boot camp and small group training. Mm-hmm. And what that does is allows it to become much more affordable.
Should I drop and give you 20 right now?
No. It makes it much more affordable. So if you're able to and you're in a financial position, you're going to pay for that one-on-one time. But in a larger group, mm-hmm. they're all paying together to be with that trainer. So it's going to be much more financially savvy or better for you, and it's not going to be as higher bill. So if you can, yeah, you can do the one-on-one training if it's in your financial budget. But to cut that budget down and make it easier on you, group training is going to be a better way to go.
All right, and the big takeaway right now, if you're not sure about doing this, the very first thing to do is to really focus in and zero in on what your why is.
Exactly.
We'll
yeah.
talk more about that coming up. Jesse McCabe, he's a personal trainer. His website is jm-fitness.com. And my guest this morning is Jesse McCabe. He's a personal trainer. His website is jm-fitness.com. jm-fitness.com. People want to get in shape. They want to improve their cardiovascular health. They want to get their body in better shape. And we've been talking a lot about, you know, weight training and stuff like that. But there are a lot of different things that people can do in order to get into shape and improve their health, right?
Absolutely. And part of that being with the motivation is, what is going to get you to move your body? Movement is always going to be better than nothing. And I'm a big proponent of the weights because that's what worked for me.
Right.
But in a trainer and my education and studying and learning, there's not one way to do it. It depends on your fitness level as well. If you're an older adult, impact is going to be harder for you. Walking is a great way. Get out and move. Go and dancing, whatever it is. Some people play tennis to get in shape.
We make fun
of
them.
Some people golf.
But there's something to be said for the people who are mall walkers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know what? They're not at home sitting on the couch watching TV, right? They're moving.
That's right.
They're getting out. They're seeing the scenery, and they're having their body move. Movement is always going to keep you moving. So you want to make sure that you're moving in whatever way that is. Weights, I always feel as a proponent, is going to be mm-hmm. the best thing because it's what's worked for me, and I've been doing it since I was a kid. But there are plenty of ways to do it. Don't be fooled that you can go out there and walk wherever you're at, golfing, mm-hmm. tennis, whatever activity, sports. If it gets you excited about it,
right.
you're going to go. But if weight training doesn't get you excited and you're like, actually, I went once and I'm not going again, and then you're back home on the couch, pick something different. Get yourself moving. Whatever it is, mm-hmm. pick that activity that gets you moving on a regular basis. Mix it up.
All right.
Maybe some weight training, maybe some basketball, maybe some golf, whatever it is.
Are you ever too old to weight train?
No, absolutely not. You're not. But you are at a point in need of professional help to make sure you're doing that weight training properly, because
okay.
the older that you get, if your joints are more frail or whatever it may be, there's a higher risk of injury if you try to do it too intense or too much of an improper exercise.
Okay.
You want to make sure that you're doing the exercises that are right for your body at that age, but you absolutely
and even more
keep
important
moving.
I would think to make sure you have a workout buddy.
Oh,
have a workout partner.
Absolutely, because when you're older like that, you're just looking for core support, having your spine, having your mobility. You're not looking for this intense hardcore workout. You're trying to work through your everyday life. So your workout's got to match your goals.
Jesse, I don't know, man. You know, 70 is the new 50.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying everybody's in different shape, but I'm just, if you're older and you're in a harder position mm-hmm. with physically, you got to
yes.
work on mobility and trunk and support. Trust me, I've seen a 70-year-old man put me to shame. So I know.
Are you serious?
Oh, absolutely. There's guys out there that they got 40 years on me working out the way I am. So absolutely, why would they not kick my butt? Because they've been doing it for longer.
You know, I've seen the pictures in the magazines and the commercials on TV and stuff like that, where they'll have these guys and they'll say, this guy's 60, and then they show the body. I'm thinking, come on, that
yeah.
was photoshopped.
Yeah, there's a
and
lot of people.
And you're telling me, though, that there's a potential that you could be older like that and still have an amazing body that guys in their 30s would be wanting.
Absolutely. The consistency of if they're living a lifetime of working out, maybe they're ex-military guy and they got out of the military when they were younger and
mm-hmm.
just continued through all those years with those style workouts or got into fitness or became a trainer themselves. Absolutely. Because it's just continually doing it and progressing and getting stronger, working with that challenging weight.
Yes.
Pushing them. They're making them that diamond, right? They look better than their age.
Yeah.
So it's the pressure and the intensity that they worked out with that got them to there. So.
That's a fantastic point, too, about the guys who are ex-military. There's one fellow that I know. He's a former Navy SEAL, and he's in his mid to late 50s now. And I don't know that there's a guy who's 20 years old he couldn't take out.
Absolutely. And it's the mentality they had. They got into fitness at such a young age, and their reason why was to live. And that's a very serious reason why, right? They were working out if they were going overseas or whatever it may be. And thank you to the men and women of service to us for doing that. That's a tremendous sacrifice. But they learned about it at a very young age, and it was a very serious reason why. So they took very serious how to work out properly. Then they get out and they know how to do it, and they just keep doing it. And 20, 30, 40 years later, they're just as in good a shape as they were when they were enrolled. So it's amazing for those gentlemen and women who do that for us.
Jesse McCabe, he's a personal trainer. His website, jm-fitness.com. And after having him on for the hour, what is the one thing that's most important that you need to take away from his appearance this morning? We'll go over that coming up. Jesse McCabe with us, personal trainer. His website, jm-fitness.com. Jesse, the one takeaway, the most important thing that I heard you say today was finding the why.
Absolutely, because if you don't have the why, the rest of what I talked about doesn't matter at all. Because after a few workouts or a week or two, you're not going to continue. So all the other stuff we talked about doesn't happen, and you can't continue to go through into the summer, into the rest of the year, even in the first couple months getting out of winter, if you don't have a why. If that why is not serious enough, you're not going to get up, get motivated, and keep going. So
yeah, it's so important. I never thought of it quite that way before, but the why was really what got me to do what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely,
losing the weight, going from 315 down to around 190 now. And it's ultimately going to be the biggest difference maker for everybody else, too. It's not about hitting bottom. It's about discovering that why.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Use that why.
Jesse McCabe, once again, personal trainer. His website, jm-fitness.com.